College freshmen living in dormitories are more likely to get sick with bacterial meningitis than other students. That's the conclusion of a study published in today's Journal of the American Medical Association. The report comes just before the start of another school year, and it's renewing concerns about how to prevent this sometimes fatal disease. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Later this month, 18-year-old David Pennies will begin his first year at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. But on Monday, his father, Robert, got a crash course of his own from Isabel Goldenberg, the university's student health director.
Are there different types of meningitis? Is there viral, bacterial, or?
Yes, there are several types of meningitis, and one of the most serious is the bacterial meningitis produced by the meningococcal bacteria.
That's the one that scares Robert Pennies most. Bacterial meningitis often starts with flu-like symptoms, but in rare cases can lead to brain damage and even death. That's why he's brought his son here, to the university's student health center, to get the meningitis vaccine.
You hear the word and the lights go off. I wasn't aware of how present it is or how prevalent it is or what the trend is, but we don't want to find out.
Overall, the risk of contracting bacterial meningitis is very small. 3,000 cases of the meningococcal disease occur each year. Most are not part of an outbreak, just isolated cases around the country. And only about 3% occur on college campuses. But during the past 10 years, rates for adolescents and young adults have risen. To find out if college students were at particular risk, epidemiologist Nancy Rosenstein and her colleagues at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention studied 96 cases reported at 231 colleges between September 1998 and August 1999. They found that college students overall were not at a higher risk than others their age. But within that group,
we identified a relatively small subset of college students, that is, college freshmen who live in dormitories, who have a higher risk of developing meningococcal disease.
Three times the risk, in fact, than for non-students the same age. Some studies suggest behaviors like smoking and excessive drinking may be a factor. Stress may also weaken immune systems and fuel bacteria that might have otherwise remained dormant. But the military experience may best explain why students in dorms are more susceptible. Prior to the meningitis vaccine, disease rates in barracks were extremely high. Dr. Samuel Katz is chairman emeritus of the Department of Pediatrics at Duke University.
You put people from very different backgrounds. They've had different exposure and experiences with different organisms. You add together those aspects of crowding and stress, and those seem to be factors that lend themselves to this organism invading.
A second study, published in the same journal, adds to this picture of vulnerability. Researchers from Johns Hopkins University studied 10 years of meningitis cases in Maryland adolescents and young adults. They found that 15 to 24-year-olds died from meningitis at an unusually high rate. Considering both studies, an accompanying editorial suggests that vaccinating freshmen who live in dorms may be the best way to limit the disease. But a campaign targeting all college freshmen may be less efficient. That's partly because the existing vaccine offers 3 to 5 years protection against only 4 of the 5 major strains of meningococcal disease, and not all insurance plans cover the cost. But James Turner thinks it's a smart investment. He's director of student health at the University of Virginia, Charlottesville.
For $65 or $70, you can buy a vaccine for your child that's going to prevent a rare but absolutely devastating infection.
Researchers say new vaccines that protect against bacterial meningitis for an even longer period should be available within the next few years. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.